shortly.
We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. Sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. We're sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. Sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. Sorry for the delay. The organizer has not yet arrived. You will be placed on hold until the organizer arrives. Please remain on the line. This line is now off hold. You have entered as an attendee in listen-only mode.
Akev. Parshas Akev contains, in Parashas Pasuk Yudalet, the reference to the bad midah of gaiva, not in the sense of a leisase, but as an expression of Varam Levavcha Vishachta Sasham Lakecha. That's telling us that gaiva, that haughtiness, causes a person to forget God. The Gemara in Seita Daftala Amit Beis says that this is the Torah's reference to Midas HaGaiva, and I would like to share with you an incredible insight into Midas HaGaiva from the Yad HaMelech, one of the earlier Mepharshim, 1700s, Mepharshim on the Rambam. And to do so, I have to begin with a stiras Rambam, and that is the following. In Hilchos Deos, the Rambam in Perek Beis establishes what has become known as the golden mean. The idea regarding virtually all midas, that the middle of the road is the best way to go regarding midas. For example, regarding taiva, desire, it's not good to be extreme in either direction. A bal taiva, someone has extreme desires, naturally, will end up doing a lot of different averis, will do things that are wrong. And even just the extreme desires are by themselves something which is damaging to a human being. On the other hand, to want nothing is also not a proper hanhaga, it's not a proper behavior for the normal person. Therefore, the Rambam says that Derech Emtsois Yelech Bakol Yamav, that the middle road is the best way for a person to act in regard to many of the different midos. Fine. Then the Rambam says that there's one exception to this. In Perek Beis Halacha Gimel Yesh Deyes She'asa La'adam Linayk Behem Bebeinenis Ali Yisrachik Min HaKotza HaEchor Ad Kotza HaAcher V'hu Givaleif, and that is Gaiva. In the midah of Gaiva, a person is not permitted to go the middle road. When it comes to Gaiva, a person has to behave extreme humility, has to distance himself to the utmost from Gaiva. No middle road when it comes to Gaiva. That's the Rambam's rule, and I think it's well known. What's not so well known is that the Lechem Mishnah in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Deyos is a stiras the Rambam. And that is that the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Halacha Hey says regarding Midas HaGaiva that the middle road is the right way to go. He says so quite clearly. He says that somebody who behaves in the middle road when it comes to Gaiva, Nikra Chacham, that's a wise man, Zemidas HaChachma. He says someone who behaves in an extreme way and distances himself totally from Gaiva, Zehu Midas HaChasidus. That's an extremely pious Midah. But the Midah HaBeinon is Zehu Midas HaChachma. So the question is, why the Rambam in Perek Beis says that a person should not behave in the Midah HaBeinonis when it comes to Gaiva, Yesh Deyes She'asur Laila Adam Living Ben HaBeinonis. It's a contradiction in the Rambam, as the Lechem Mishneh asks. The Yad HaMelech answers this contradiction in a way which gives us an extraordinary insight into human nature, into our human nature, you and I, the way we work, the way we behave. And that's the following. When it comes to most midos, a person recognizes his shortcomings. Perhaps he doesn't recognize them adequately, but he recognizes them. A bal taiva, someone who eats too much, will recognize that he's extreme in his eating or in his whatever desire it might be. He may rationalize and say it's not so terrible, but he'll recognize the fact. Somebody who is takes nekama, it's a fact that he's taking nekama. Can't control himself or rationalize the other person deserves it. But when it comes to most midos, a person recognizes or has the potential to recognize his shortcomings. When it comes to the midah of gaiva, wittiness, it's not that way. A baal gaiva, by definition, sees himself at a different level and thinks that on the level he's on, the things that he wants are normal. He may feel he's deserving of a certain kibbutz. He may feel that his children, his wife, his friends don't give him enough respect. But that is because he thinks he's deserving of that level of respect. So therefore, a baal gaiva doesn't recognize where he's at. Says the Yad HaMelech, in Perek Aleph, the Rambam is stating absolute rules. Rules, and the rules are that everything, every midah, should be dealt with b'derech ha'emtzoi, in the middle road, and that is the rule. The rule is that the middle road is best, is the midas hachacham for people. In Perek Beis, though, you'll see his language, he's telling people how to behave. He's not talking in absolute terms, he's not talking in academic terms, he's talking in practical terms. So therefore he says, you want to know how to behave? You make sure you distance yourself from Gaiva as far as possible. Because you don't even realize that you're about Gaiva. If you choose to go down the middle road, you'll certainly be off and be behaving in a too haughty way, demanding too much respect, demanding too much honor, because every person doesn't realize where he's really at. I want to give you an example. Now, let's give an example in the home. Gaiva is, of course, the most dangerous thing in a relationship, in a spousal relationship, where a man feels threatened that he should be listened to, or a woman feels she should be listened to more. And very often this comes from either a gaiva, it's always related to gaiva, because every person feels that what he's doing is right. So let me give you an example. Let's say people are driving, and a man says, we have to make a right turn. His wife says, it's a left turn. He knows it's to the right. He makes the right turn. Let's say he's right. Does he feel he gave in? Of course he didn't give in. He was right. It's a right turn. It's the fact. That's where it is. Okay, that's understandable. Let's go to the home now. There's a question of behavior, whether to buy something or not buy something, whether to use paper plates or not paper plates, whether to have carpeting on the floor or a hard floor. Husband and wife have a disagreement. The husband insists that carpeting makes more sense, or the wife insists that carpeting makes more sense. And the other person gives in. You don't feel the other person gave in. When it comes to matter of opinion, gaiva causes a person to assume that his way is the right way. It's always that way. Now, even if you're going to give in, you feel that you're giving in because... Why are you giving in? You're giving in because you're being a tzaddik, but you're really right. Of course, that's not true. Of course, you're not really right. You have two ways to look at things. You don't realize it. When people go into marriage thinking it should be 50-50, 50-50? What kind of 50-50 are you talking about? You don't realize the 50% that your wife gives in. You don't even notice it. You're not even aware of it. And therefore, when it comes to gaiva, you have the attitude, I know 50-50. You have to have the attitude of 80-20, or giving in all the time. So you don't realize when the other person gives in. And therefore, when it comes to behavior, the Rambam says, "Ketzei achrei." The truth, the Rambam whispers in our ears, the truth is that to get to 50-50, when it comes to gaiva, you have to work at ketzei achrei. What a lesson. Gaiva is what destroys. Gaiva is what causes people to raise their voices in anger, to be frustrated when someone doesn't listen to them. Midas ha-gaiva. Let's move on. Our parsha has in it the parsha of Vayam Shemaya, the second parsha of Kriya Shema. And in that parsha, we're warned, Yishamru Lachem. We're warned to be very careful. And the pasuk says, Penifta Levavchem, Besartem Min Haderech. You may stray, and Vavatem Lihim Acherim, you'll go on to idolatry. What is Besartem Min Haderech? Rashi says, from Torah. Doesn't mean from mitzvahs. It means from learning. What's going on? Besartem Min Haderech, because you're not going to be learning. Vavatem Lihim Acherim, you'll go and fall into idol worship. Those are two extremes. There's a from Yid in the middle. There's a from Yid who learns on the right, and you're idolatrous far on the left. What's going on? The Besartem Min Haderech should say you won't keep Shabbos, you won't put on tefillin. What is it saying? You won't learn Torah. In the Igros of Rav Huttner in the Pachet Yitzchak, Igeres Ayin He is actually not a letter, but rather a speech, a Dvar Chizuk that, we'll call it a mimer, that Rav Huttner gave to Bnei Torah. And he spoke to them about this question. And he said, if you would tell a person that if you don't eat the fanciest foods, you'll die of hunger, we'll say, that doesn't make sense. Fancy foods are one extreme. Hunger is the other extreme, and there's plenty in between. That's true. When it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, if you don't learn Torah, you'll fall to idolatry. You'll fall to negative influences. Why? Says Rav Huttner, nature abhors a vacuum. When it comes to Shita Sachayim, to ideas in a person's life, to thoughts in a person's life, if a person doesn't have Torah, something else will take its place. If a person doesn't have Torah, he's not just failing to have one mila, but he's leaving himself open to a vacuum of influence from the world around him. Keeping mitzvahs is our primary goal in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the limud haTorah, besides a mitzvah, limud haTorah is our protection against the influences around us. It's our teva. It's our protection. And therefore, says Rav Huttner, there's a powerful lesson we say every day. Besartem, if you don't learn Torah, be careful. It's a cliff. You will fall God forbid, to olehim acherim, as far as idolatry. Idolatry referring to the influences of the world around us. What a strong muster. We have also in the parasha of Kriyat Shema the reference to a successful crop. The Torah says you will gather your wheat, your wine, and your oil. Now actually, there are seven fruits with which Eretz Yisrael is blessed. Four of them are mentioned here. Wheat includes chita v'sayra. Gefen and zeishemen are mentioned. We're missing the date, the figs and the pomegranates, which are not mentioned here. I mentioned on a different occasion that this is a rule for Kol HaTorah Kula. The Torah always seems to use Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar as the primary crops. Truma and Maaser, according to most Shittas, are obligatory min HaTorah only on Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. What is special about these three crops? Rav Schwab in Parshas Shalach tells us what's special. It says Dagon, wheat, is related to wisdom. Gemara says in Brachas Daf Mem that Eina Tinik Yodeya Achayach L'Kazayas Dagon. Until a child reaches the age of Kazayas Dagon, he doesn't recognize some certain simple things. Tiresh, wine, affects a person. Yayin Yisamach L'Vavenesh. And Zeishemen, oil. Oil, of course, is the symbol of R, of light. And not only that, but it's an idea of it being Toiv L'Zikarein, as the Gemara says in Harayas Daf Gimel, that olive oil is good for Zikarein. We find elsewhere that the drinking of olive oil brings a certain level of yediyah, of understanding, of knowledge. We say in our Michyav, in Nachum Ibriyav, in Hispami Tuva, we want to eat the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, the Bach, a Pesach, and Simereish Chas, and Arachayim. Says the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Mashpia. How is it Mashpia? It's Mashpia on certain fruits that they affect us in a positive way. Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar are those fruits. And so we've learned here, Vasafta Digonach, Yisrael, Chav Yitzharecha, that even in a person's work, the Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar have a positive influence on people in Eretz Yisrael, and that should be the kavana of one's eating, of one's drinking, of one's purchase of dafka, wine from Eretz Yisrael, wine which has this extra segula of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And so, one thought regarding Gaiva and Shalom Bayis, and two ideas related to the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, which we say on a daily basis. And with these thoughts, I wish one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, hoping that you're enjoying your summer. For those of you who are traveling up to the mountains, remember, those 6 hours that you spend traveling up to the mountains, okay, for some people it's 5 hours, are hours which you will designate to Limud HaTorah once the summer comes to an end. Suddenly you have these extra 5 hours in your week. Make good use of them. It's Hashem, we hope to remind you of this when the summer comes to an end. A good Shabbos to one and all.